With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Mark Scott.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We're still a couple of weeks away from curtain up. Right now, various shows are in rehearsal. One I'd like to talk about, Confessions of a Mormon Boy, the BUA Theater, that's opening on September 20th.
This is a booking, actually. Stephen Fales, who had done this around the country in New York, and does this autobiographical one-man show. And BUA arranged to book this in as a curtain-up show. They don't typically do one, and it's fortuitous as well, as they're coming to the end of their lease.
Well, I wanted to bring this play up first because, indeed, I did read that article the other day about the theater, and what's happening there?
Well, the entire building has been purchased by Uniland, which is building a hotel. It's a 1917 building. That curved building, Bada Bing, is in there as well, kind of an iconic building. Intersection of Delaware and Chippewa. And the renderings look beautiful. It's going to be a very attractive building. They're maintaining the original 1917 facade and building upward. But it means that BUA is out. And I guess eventually everyone on the corner will relocate. But for them, finding an appropriate theater space, they had a good relationship with AIDS Community Services of Western New York. It was their conference center. BUA used it at night. And so it comes now, can they relocate? And so
there's nothing to announce, but from what you tell me, people are coming forward with offers to help.
Well, yes, but of course, you know, many a slip twixt the cup and the lip, but I have some inside information, of course, because my partner, Javier Bustillos, is the producer there.
I'm not asking to share any secrets, but it's good to see the community band together.
Well, I think that because it's an activist theater, it has a largely gay and gay-friendly audience, that it does have supporters, people who feel very passionately that theater needs to find a new space and continue. So then perhaps that will happen.
Yeah. On to the Kaleidoscope Theater presentation opening on Curtain Up Night, September 20th, of something that sounds really interesting, Boeing Boeing.
That's a delightful 1960s farce, Boeing in reference to the airplane. And the plot is it's a man living in Paris, and he has several girlfriends, each a flight attendant for a different airline, in, of course, color-coded and appropriate stewardess costumes from the era. And this is a delightful relationship for him until the high-speed transport comes in and their schedules overlap and they all end up in Paris on the same day. So it was done back in 2008 on Broadway with Christine Baranski as this fellow's disapproving maid with a French accent. It was cute at the Elmwood Festival a few weeks ago. There was Kaleidoscope with the girls there in their costumes handing out flyers. It's just totally delightful and fun for curtain up.
And that'll be taking place at Madai College.
That's where they perform in the theater there at Madai.
Now, something many can identify with, I Love Lucy, live on stage, 710 Main Street.
Again, a booking for curtain up, and it is just what it sounds like. It's Lucy and Ricky and a performance live on stage with actors portraying Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz as Ricky Ricardo. And again, just entirely delightful for curtain up. And of course, curtain up, big party planned, and as is traditional, tons of behind the scenes chaos to get this up and running. It boggles the mind. If it just every year you think, good Lord, how do they get that up? But every year, defying all odds, it is a huge success. Downtown will be flooded with people having a good time on September the 20th.
And they still have 2 weeks to get it all done. So.
Yeah, plenty of time.
And finally, opening this past Wednesday night, Musical Fair Theater, La Cage aux Folles.
Yes, up and running. We'll have to get out to see that. They're very early out of the box. Musical Fair is deploying a time-honored strategy, get out there early, with their bumptious production of La Cage aux Folles.
And right now, it might be the only theater that's on stage
at
this point.
Well, we can still venture over to the Shaw Festival, of course, but locally up in Snyder, you can hit Musical Fair.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Mark Scott.
And I'm Anthony Chase.